One more game to go before the return of Tom Brady, but it won't be an easy one with Buffalo coming to town. It all starts up front in this game. The Bills want to run the football, and certainly the Patriots front is going to have to be up to the task to take on LeSean McCoy in that Bills running game. It's all about the physicality up front. I think the Patriots have gotten a lot of good work out of their rotation between Malcolm Brown and Alan Branch and rookie Vincent Valentine. They've added another big body in John Hughes, formerly of the Cleveland Browns, 320-pound guy. Be interesting to see if he factors his way into the mix. But again, this is all about being physical up front, dealing with that Bills offensive line, dealing with LeSean McCoy, and also dealing with the legs of Tyrod Taylor, because he's not going to kill you passing, but he can hurt you running the football, as the Cardinals found out last week. He ran for 76 yards and a touchdown. So really, there's nothing fancy about this matchup. The Patriots have to put on the helmet, strap on the pads, and just get physical up front. Make Buffalo throw the football, because they're not comfortable doing it. While the Patriots defense probably knows what Buffalo wants to do, it's all different on the other side of the football. We don't know who's going to play quarterback. Buffalo doesn't know who's going to play quarterback. And regardless whether it's Jimmy Garoppolo or Jacoby Brissett, neither one of those guys has seen Rex Ryan's defense up close on the field. And that, to me, is a fascinating matchup. I think an underrated guy in this game, well, two people really. It starts with Dante Scarnecchia and how he has that offensive line prepared. But there's also going to be a lot for David Andrews. He's the one making the calls. He's going to be the guy that is trying to decipher who's coming, which guys are rushing for Buffalo, which guys aren't. We know Rex Ryan can be a game-playing guy, just like Bill Belichick. We know he wants to get a little exotic with some of the blitz packages that he uses. This is going to put a lot of pressure on that offensive line, a lot of pressure regardless of who's playing quarterback. Again, Rex Ryan is a guy that can make life miserable on a young quarterback. So a lot on the plate for that offensive line this week. We always know turnovers play a huge part in a lot of these games, but especially against a team like Buffalo that's a little bit limited on offense. Matter of fact, the 32nd ranked, dead last, passing offense in football. So I mentioned earlier, you want to make sure that the Bills can't run the football effectively. If you do that, I don't see the Bills putting a lot of points on the board. And if you take care of the football on offense, that's going to make life a lot more difficult for Rex Ryan, because he wants to force turnovers. So whoever plays quarterback, protect the football. They've done a great job of that in recent weeks. I think if the Patriots do that, they're going to find themselves sitting at 4-0, waiting for the return of Tom Brady. It's not going to be easy, though. Low-scoring, hard-fought game, 19-13 Patriots.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.